This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Heidi, I'm going to ask you a quick question. It's going to apply to a lot of relationships here in the upstate. Do you watch more of your boyfriend's movies that he wants to watch, or do you usually pick the movie that you're going to watch?
He'll pick the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Where did the Heidi Aiken that we used to know go to? Because you talked all this game when you were single about how your man was going to have to do this and do that, and now you're just like, oh, I'll do whatever Jeff says.
Okay, this is the reason. I do respect his ability to pick these movies. I just find that he picks better movies than I do.
Okay.
That's it. I have tried, and, you know, you're watching about 5 minutes into it, and the whole time I'm thinking, he doesn't like this. I don't think he likes it.
I can understand that a little bit, because my wife and I used to have this problem, and we would keep score on who had the best movie pick, and you would be like, every now and then there would be that movie that would live on in infamy forever. You'd be like, remember when you chose that movie?
Right.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, you pick.
I am horrible at picking movies. If I tell you to go see a movie, don't.
That's exactly what I do with you.
Okay. Well, they say that's a way to gauge if a guy's into you early on into a relationship. It's a way to tell if he's selfish or not, to see if he's willing to go to your chick flick.
Yeah.
See, I disagree.
So you can test the waters.
Well, I do agree, because, you know, being agreeable, and if this is what you want to see, honey, then we'll go see that movie. But then by the time you're sitting in there, you're thinking, this was, you know, we should have just gone to see that other movie. So I can see why.
So you're saying at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah.
But I think eventually you go with whoever picks the better movies.
And that's how it is.
Well, when it comes to picking movies at theaters or what to watch, it depends on the stage of the relationship, they say. Like earlier, girls usually pick the movies because the guy's trying to win her over. But as the relationship develops, the guys usually start to pick the movies.
Okay.
And more women go to guy movies than guys going to girl movies. So when's the last romantic comedy or movie that you wanted to, or your wife wanted to see? When was that time that you went to go see that? Let's say you're going out on a date night with her, and you're like, she's like, hey, I want to go see this great romantic comedy that stars Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Proposal with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, that's a good romantic comedy.
It sounds like more recently for you than me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure I understood your question.
My question is, when was the last time that you let your wife pick a movie?
It's been so long ago, I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
But she did pick a couple bad ones, and then she lost that power, kind of like Heidi.
Well, now Jeff wants to see A Star Is Born. I, on the other hand, wouldn't mind going to see Venom.
Well, this brings a whole new dynamic to this.
Okay, yeah.
But he sings, and he wants to see the movie
Jeff
for that
sings.
Reason. He does. He's good at it. And so that's where there's not, you know, too much trouble, because I'm like, okay, I could see that too.
Okay, that's totally different than what I had imagined earlier. Yeah.
There's our Heidi.
Yeah.
I knew you were in there somewhere.
Hi, I'm here.
She found a man who wants to see A Star Is Born. That explains a lot.
Okay.
And she wants Venom.
Yeah. But still, he's better at it than I am.
You know what, on that note, can you get a refund if a movie stinks?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The only research I saw online is if you leave early enough, they will give you a voucher to watch, you know, another movie. Or if you have a good excuse, like your kid's sick or you're sick, and you're like, look, I can't stay, I'm sick. But if you just plain old say, this movie stinks, can you get a refund?
As long as you don't wait until the end of the movie.
Yeah, I would think that you could go to the manager and they'd be happy to make you happy.
I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie. If it's bad, I'm thinking it's going to get good. It's going to get good.
I was that way, and finally there was one movie that was so bad I left. It was Batman and Robin with George Clooney many years ago.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was so bad, I didn't care if it got better. I wanted my money back because I had been already had my time wasted so badly. But I'm with you, Kato. Normally, I'm there to the bitter end waiting for it to get better or I don't know, but yeah. Now it's more likely that I've downloaded or streamed a bad movie, and you can't really get your money back on those very easily. So that's annoying whenever you got, you know, either $4.99 or if you were dumb enough to buy it, you know, $18.99 invested in this thing and it stinks.
Well, you know, just a quick question, and I don't mean to do personal stuff here on the show. When are you guys going to go see Star is Born?
You can come with us.
Have fun.
Okay. I'll be sitting between Jeff and Heidi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.